We're going to study from the Sfas Emes, Parshas Tetzaveh, the last piece from Shnas Tav Resh Lamed Vav. Right hand side of page 283 in this edition of the Sfas Emes. So the Medrash on the pasuk in this week's parsha, Yikre lecha shemen zayis zoch kasis lamaor lahalois ner tamid, Am Yisrael was compared to zeis ra'anon, a leafy olive, a beautiful olive tree, and the olives and its verdant and strong and beautiful. The pasuk reads, Zeis ranon yefei pri toar. So Am Yisrael is compared to this beautiful olive, and the Medrash says, well, that's because olive oil has a very interesting and important property. It does not mix with other liquids. They will always separate. And it's that point that Yirmiyahu is trying to make, specifically at this point in time, we're about to go into Golus. The Beis HaMikdash is about to be destroyed. Bnei Yisrael at a nadir, at a very low point. And that low point is one from which we will rise up. And though we're going to go into the Golos, we are not going to become one of any other nation. Not that we'll become a part of another nation, nor that we're going to lose our own identity. So there's a certain message here for all of the Golos, for all time, and for all of us to this day. Let's see the words of the Medrash. I'll read them to you. Medrash says as follows. Yisrael einam misarvim im ha'ovdei kochavim. Jewish nation will never mix in and become simply like any other people, where you'll say, oh yeah, sure, you have this, what is it called in America? The melting pot of all kinds of people from all kinds of nations and races, etc., etc., and we all become American. The Jew will remain a Jew. And the people who are Jewish in that foreign land will be the Jewish people living in that foreign land and so identified, as we're seeing so much of that today. We will not be misarif im ha'ov dekachavim. Shenemar v'lo titchatein bom. There's the mitzvah that we shall not intermarry. Davar acher kol hamashkim adam ma'arif behem ve'eino yodea eze tachton ve'eze elyon. You mix other liquids and they'll mix and you won't know which is on top, which is on bottom, or maybe they'll even blend it perfectly. Avol hashemen, not olive oil. Afilo atama arvo b'chol amashkin shebaolam. Hu nasun l'mal l'mehen. The olive oil will always rise to the top. Am Yisrael, when we are faithful, when we are doing what we're supposed to do, when we're following the ways of Torah, then we are going to be l'mala. Automatically. Nitzavim l'mal. We stand up tall above all other people. L'mal min ha'akum shenemar u'nesoncha Hashem u'lekecha elyoin higher up al kol goye ha'aretz. So this message now explains why Yirmiyah, at that point in time, we're about to go into Golus, is specifically telling us you are like an Eitz Zayas, you are like the oil of the olive. You are the olive oil. Now the Medrash is saying that on our pasuk. So that means that the idea of Shemen Zayas Zoch Kosis Lamor is that the light and the Chachma of Torah comes forth, shining forth from a people who are a people apart and a people who will rise above. Let's see the Sfas Emes inside. B'medrash, nimshlu b'nei Yisrael l'zayis, she'enem es'arev b'shar mashkim. Olive oil doesn't mix with other liquids. Tichsev, like tchaten ba. V'im misarev, because the Medrash said davar acher. After you do try to mix them, mikol makom omed lamala. When the Jewish people are doing what's right, we will rise up supreme, we'll rise up above Ayin Shom. So he explains, Pirish. Shekoyach ze nosan Hashem Yisparach b'vnei Yisrael. It's not only that we have a mitzvah, a commandment, do not intermarry. It's also that we are not going to have the need to, we're not going to have the desire to, and even if we feel at times like we're going to give it all up, maybe someone has faltered, someone has been nichshal, they're going to easily come back. So many times people have said, I can't, it's too difficult, so much pain, the galus, so much that we've gone through. And yet, they say, but I have to stay with and identify with Am Yisrael. I'm not going to betray my people. Because when someone has that, and we'll see, good beginnings, in other words, they have some formative experiences and years of their lives spent in Torah, it stays with them, and it gives them a certain nature, a koach, the Sfasemis calls it, to repel all of that which seems so attractive about others, or chas v'shalom becoming one of them. Shlo yuchlul hisarif be'umos. They won't be able to. V'zehu shekosuv lo tischaten bam. And it's such an interesting ha'ara. He says, what should it say? If you're going to command, it should say lo tichaten. Tischaten is nif'ol, meaning it won't work. Not you won't do it. If you're going to command, don't do it. You say lo tichaten, but it says lo titchaten. So that's a promise. The promise is that, and of course, it's not across the board. There are unfortunately so many. But as a nation, those who are keeping Torah, even those who used to keep Torah, it'll hold on to you, and they won't be able to, and they won't be comfortable. And in many instances, Baruch Hashem, they almost, but they can't actually complete the nuptials. They just can't do it in the end. And there are so many, many, many instances where somebody can be literally talked out of it, where they have a long-standing relationship with someone and they're about to intermarry. And if you just, you know, put the right pieces together and scratch the surface and, you know, get at the heartstrings of the person, you got him or her. And they're just not able to do it. V'zehu shekosev loy titchatein, v'havale lamemer lo tichatein. Rak ha'pirush she'yir mitukanim, that people that begin, even just begin, with some Jewish education, with some Torah, ba'ofen shelo yuchlo lehischatein b'hem. They won't be able to. They won't be able to intermarry. They won't be able to get lost. And so we have Am Yisrael, to this day, a people apart, and Amir Tzashem, a people who will be, again, rising above. Now, Pasuk then continues and says, Shemen Zayis Zoch Kosis. Now, Zoch and Kosis are actually a contradiction in terms. Because Zoch means it's completely pure. Kosis means it's crushed. Once it's crushed, then you have a mixture, perforce, of the substance of the olive and its oil. So Rashi says, well, that's why it says Lamar, meaning you have to crush it in a certain way so that doesn't happen. At least not for the first drop. But the Sfasemis is saying that obviously most of the oil, most, the vast majority of the oil in an olive ends up needing to be separated, needing to somehow be purified. And he says that's the point. He says a fascinating thing. We always look at that famous Mishnah. Rashi quotes from the Mishnah in Menachos. There are three steps. First, in a mortar and pestle, with a mortar, we squeeze just the first drop out of the olive. That's for the menorah. Then it's crushed in a press, and then after that, subsequently, it's ground, and the third stage brings out even more oil. So you think that, well, that what's for the menorah is one thing, and it has nothing to do with the rest of the oil in the olive, that which we use for menachos, kamer menachos. And the Sfas Emes now says, let's be honest, let's understand. All of the oil begins in the same place. And they're all connected. And they're all connected because they all inform each other. And the fact that we begin with such purity means and encourages bringing out the purity of the oil that comes in the second and in the third stage. Let's see it inside. So he asks the following question. He says, Zach kasis shashemen afshem uruv teichashmarim mikol makam hu zach ve'enu misarev. Though it's mixed with the dregs, it somehow doesn't really mix with the dregs, and it is considered pure, not only for the menorah, but pure enough later on in stages 2 and 3 for the menachos. Pirashnu al pi ha-medrash, derech ha-zayis, the medrash says, and the Gemara says, she'chov tinoisai, they are first crushed, ad shemeitzi shamnon, and then they are crushed with a press. So first it's in a pestle with a mortar, then with a massive olive press, then it's ground and the mash exudes more oil in the third step. And by the way, there are 3 stages to the tree. The gargir on the very top, and then there's a second stage and a third stage. Each of these 3 stages has 3 stages of extraction of oil. So there's pure and pure and pure and less pure and less pure and less pure. The question he now asks is, ubepasik nema, excuse me, derech hazayis shechefta noisai, ad shemaitzi shamnoi, kein b'nei Yisrael, the Medrash says, b'tzar lehem, oisin tshuva. The full Medrash is quoted here on the bottom, citation number 9, in the footnotes here on the bottom of the page. The idea of being compared to the Zayas is that to produce olive oil, there are many stages of pressing the olives, crushing the olives. And each stage represents another assault against the Jewish people. You press them, you crush them, you smite them, you hit them. And what happens? Out comes pure holiness. You bring them into tzar and pain. You put them in sorrow. And what happens? They do tshuva. And out comes purity and saintliness and godliness, says the Medrash. Asks the Sfas Emes, but wait a minute. The first original press gives you this pure olive oil for the menorah before you do the very heavy pressing, which takes the olive, separates it from the dregs. So why does the Medrash put it all together somehow and say, you know, that, yeah, you have the purity in the very beginning, but then after that, after the very first steps, you have to do much more and press down much harder, and that's the mushel of what's done to B'nai Yisrael by the nations of the world. And although they try to crush us, what ends up happening is they bring out such purity and they bring out so much light and holiness from within us. But in the very first step, it's really not very much with violence. It's that just gentle press and the first bit of oil that comes out is so pure. How do they all connect the first step to the second and the third? So he says as follows. Okay. Bevadai nedivus harishon shebi Yisrael haya b'li shmarim she'amru na'ase v'nishma. It's true. The readiness, how quick we were to say, Chodesh Baruch Hu, we are accepting Torah and mitzvos, na'ase v'nishma. That was very much like that first, purest drop of oil to come out of us, to come out of the Zayas. We're compared to a Zayas. And that first, purest drop was how we engaged with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Na'aseh V'Nishma. But that doesn't mean that that first drop is not connected to the rest of the oil. They're all there together. It's all locked in that same one zayis. Says this Vasemis, Va'al Yidei, Shenosnu Koyach HaRishon L'Hashem Yisbarach Karo'oi, because Am Yisrael at that time said Na'asev Nishma, gave our best energy and our best effort up and made that fullest commitment, heart and soul, Zachu, we merited then, She'af She'kilkalu Acharkach, that even though thereafter the good pure oil will be mixed in with dregs, we're not so pure. We need to do a lot of work to self-improve. We're challenged by everything around us. It's not like we're at Har Sinai anymore, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself in all his glory is saying, here, my children, I want to give you my Torah. Will you not submit? Of course, it's not as simple as that anymore today. But we are the people who were pressed in that moment, very lightly, just lightly pressed, and immediately gave up with the most pure devotion our first original Tipur Rishon, our first beautiful, purest oil. And that is a schus, a merit, that allows us to connect in purity and continue to become pure and do the work of bringing out Shemen. And the Sfasemis says, and that's menachos, because menachos are kerbanos. Kerbanos means work, sacrifice. The original menorah and the original light of Na'aseh V'Nishma is followed by the hard work of bringing our purity in challenging circumstances. Bringing the carbon mincha. Let's see it inside. Mikolakam yuchlu lehizbarer mitoicha psoles. Of course, there was kilkel, there were mistakes that are made. We're imperfect people. But the point of being at Har Sinai, the point of being, the point of having a great beginning, you take someone who's inspired at the moment of his bar mitzvah, you take a chasm, and all of his averos on his kaper, and he's completely forgiven. It's a whole new beginning. That whole new beginning is so powerful that it reaches up to and into future years, and in future years we're able to look back, reach back, and connect to that great beginning, that purity, and achieve it again through work. But we join the efforts of the later years to the successful efforts of the earlier years, of the good beginnings of Na'aseh V'Nishma. Mikol Mokom Yuchlu Lehisbarer, we can clean it all up. All that which has to be cleaned and purified can be made so clean and pure. Mitoch HaPsolos, taking it out of all of the impurities and everything that's wrong, the thoughts that we have that are incorrect, and the Yetzirah that has to be overcome, and mistakes that we make, we're able to overcome them all. Because what we do now is bring out a purity that really is of, originally, the same Zayas that we were way back when. V'zehu shekosuv kosis lamor. That's the reason why it says kosis lamor. And it does say kosis, because yes, the first drop is lamor, but that which is kosis includes what will later be crushed and brought out through hard work, comes from the same Zayas. It's a continuation of the same process. Ki tipa rishayna imedis lifnei Hashem b'heichal HaKadosh. Our original commitment as Yidden at Har Sinai, it's before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's represented by that purest menorah oil, by the Shemin Zayas Zoch. Avol ahalois nachas ruach l'Hashem Yisbaruch. But in practice, in our lives, how are we going to bring nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When he sees us do the work to make a mensch out of oneself. To work on oneself. Like the crushing of an olive. And bring out greatness. And make demands on oneself. And be tough on oneself. I don't mean chalila, to be crushing chalila, you know, in a destructive way. But you know, there's nothing so healthful for the Yid as its own kvetch, You just give a little kvetch to yourself and say, I could be a little better. I could work a little harder. And that's, he says, al yidei haberur mehashmarim. When we purify ourselves and work to take out and remove the dregs. I should have said something a little bit more carefully to my chavrusa. I should have said something more gently to my spouse, to my wife. I should have been wiser and more patient with my son, with my daughter, and more calm and certainly more forthcoming with my father, my mother, and so on. And in terms of learning also, and in terms of davening, making improvements, saying, let's be a little better. These are getting out the dregs. Vizehu lamanachos. That, in the paradigm of, well, there's the menorah, which is the purest oil, and then there's the oil for Korban Mincha. It's also very pure. They didn't use a very foggy, cloudy oil. It's a beautiful oil and represents hard work, sacrifice. And then he says, Mi darko lihisnade? Why is it called a mincha? Who brings the Korban Mincha? An ani. Minchas ani, the flour and oil. Well, what's an ani? Gemara tells us, a real ani, ein ani ela bedaas. When someone doesn't have the strongest, most informed attitude, when someone needs strengthening spiritually, that's an ani bedaas. And the ani bedaas works hard and overcomes and sacrifices and offers up his best to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the most desirable carbon that Hashem wants, the carbon mincha of an ani. The Sfas Emes is saying something fascinating, that idea of the ani bringing the most beloved carbon, it doesn't only mean financially he's an ani, so, and he brings a carbon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, wow, the dollar, you know, the shekel, the 2 shekels spent by this ani means more to me than a fat cow that costs 500, 600 shekel. It's probably a lot more than that. I'm talking prices of 1973, yeah. but it means in spiritual terms, when someone is in ani bedas and says, I need to become a greater yid, I need to become a smarter yid, I need to become a more devoted yid. That ani bedas says, now I'm going to do the work and bring out great purity from myself. That's the mincha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires. That's what makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel kriyachal, what we call nachas ruach l'koinoi, nachas ruach to our Creator. And that nachas ruach is what is represented by all the other oil that comes after the first press. The first press is, you know, the menorah. The menorah is like the Yechidei Segula and those who were at Har Sinai for Nasa v'Nishma. We follow in their footsteps. Ours is the Shemen. Ours is the oil that flows ever since then, that we bring out with hard work and sacrifice. And that hard work and sacrifice, they constitute the mincha that we offer up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're able to do this all because of the Tipa Harishayna. Because that's where we come from. He's saying that we're able to gain and create purity in our lives, and Kedusha in our lives. It's not just disjoint from or disconnected from where we come from. Adarabba. It's because of Nasa v'Nishma. It's because we come from that original Zayis of such holy purity, whose first press put out that moment of Nasa v'Nishma, which is that purest oil. We are following that, and we're following upon that. And that's why we're able to succeed and make purity happen and make our lives kosher and make our lives valued in Hashem's eyes, because we follow and continue the process that began with the Zayis Zoch. V'zehu shekosev Zoch kosos, in that order. Zoch, Kosis. First Zoch, and then Kosis. The first it's going to be very, very pure. And then the rest, hard work. Kosis. L'ha'alois, to bring up, whatever you can. Ner tamid. Not only the Ner Tamid of the Menorah, but the Ner Tamid that is ours to create and ignite, bring light into the world. Bimea Teruvis, when you have times when, yeah, things are not so clear. It was very easy to see and believe and choose correctly. In the Midbar, the Oichle Man, the Dor Dea, had the opportunity to know and see and feel things prophetically, so that they were able to have a certain kedusha, of course. And we have, things are so much more muddled and so much less clear to us and so much more complicated, especially in our own time, the challenges we are living with, what Am Yisrael has gone through, the enticements and the Yitzre Hara that we are facing, and the world and its occupation with all kinds of dregs, literally. It's the expression, right? For people who are occupied with all the wrong things, we call them the dregs of society. We're living in a world where most of the world, I don't want to say that they're all dregs, but most of the world is not promoting and pursuing kedusha and tahara and purity and refinement, personal improvement and refinement. But we are, in spite of that, what surrounds us, because we're going to bring our purity even in these dark days of what he calls Yimei HaTaruvos. V'zehu she'amar HaNavi. That's why the Navi tells us to us before we go into Galus. That's why Yirmiyah says Be'is HaTechachos, in these difficult times, and he's rebuking us and saying we're going to lose the Beis HaMikdash. Zeis Ra'anon. We are nevertheless the Zeis Ra'anon. Yifei Pri Toyar. Pirish Shehigid Lehem Sheyesh Lehem Koyach Hazeh Levarer Ma'aseyem Af B'mei Haro'ah. He's telling us, encouraging us, you can be pure and create purity and holiness in how you live and in what you do and how you do it, in spite of what will surround you and in spite of what will challenge you in these times in Golos. Now he says this is not just for the whole nation, but it's for each and every one of us personally. The whole prat, this is very commonly what the Sfasam says. It's not only for the nation, but for each of us. She im haschalas hamaisa karoi baratzin, if you try and start a project, a mitzvah, a good day, a good week, beratzin, and with sincerity and with energy, l'shem shemayim, zeichel levar achakach, you'll be able to succeed. Af misha tisarev, af mishis arev boy psalus, even when things won't be 100%, you'll accomplish beautiful things. You'll accomplish kedusha, in spite of the fact that we're so challenged with so much that distracts us and so many things that takes a little bit away of the purity of our thoughts and the purity of our accomplishments. But if we try hard, get off to a good start in our davening, in our learning, in our day, in our week, in our hanhagis with ben odin l'chaveira, that commitment will cause us to be able to bring out the kedusha and the purity, because we are all of us continuing on what was the Na'as of Nishma, what was that first Zach, Shemin Zayah Zach of the very beginning. Now we're continuing and we're working hard and we're bringing out in each of our Maisim in each day a lot of that which is like the Karban Mincha, the oil for the Karban Mincha. That is hard work, but hard work that will succeed and that's blessed, and that is a continuation of the effort to bring out Kedusha and Tahara that began in days of yore and continue with all the efforts of Holy Yidden and all the good things we do in our time as well.